Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys, everybody? Welcome to Big 12 Nation. We got a lot to talk about. Give me one second here. Sorry about that, guys. Had some technical difficulties there. Some crazy situations going on in the Big 12. So let's just go what we have this week coming up. This week, November 10th, we have TCU at West Virginia. That should be an easy win for West Virginia. Kansas at Kansas State. Kansas State needs a victory. But Kansas will probably go out swinging hard because the coach just got fired. And, you know, that game means so much more to them than the other games because of the in-state rivalry. So if they win that game, that will probably make their season. So we'll see what happens. You know, good luck to David Betty in his next endeavor. I honestly think some people were joking on the page, guys, saying they really don't think that Les Miles would take the job. But, I mean, where else is Les Miles going to go? Les Miles has nowhere to go, man. He's had a big opportunity after big opportunity turned down, and if he wants to get into Power 5, that's where he's going to have to go. If not, he's going to have to turn to a non-Power 5 school to get back into coaching. He says he loves it. He still wants to do it. So, I mean, I don't know what else he's going to do. But Dave Dorn at NC State will be a good one, too, because I'm pretty sure he's happy to have a backup, because I know he's not happy at NC State. I remember NC State fired the coach before him who had a solid winning record. And Dave Dorn's done okay, but he's done just about the same that the coach has done before him. So we'll see what happens at KU. Good luck to that program. Baylor at Iowa State. Easy win for Iowa State. They're on a roll. Matt Campbell's trying to get back to a bowl game. But do not take them lightly. Baylor is playing better this year, I would say. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. It's going to be a street fight. It's going to be a street fight. And Oklahoma and Oklahoma State fans are just some hardcore college football fans in general. That game's always fun to watch no matter what. And I always talk about a couple of years ago when Stoops was still there, Oklahoma State needed to become bowl eligible. Oklahoma had already won the Big 12, but Oklahoma State went there and won that game at Oklahoma. So that always turns into a street fight and a very good competitive matchup. Can't wait to see what Kyler Murray does. And then the evening game, guys, will be Texas at Texas Tech. So they usually do that game in the afternoon, you know, so Texas can get back from Lubbock in reasonable time. But it sounds like the boys in orange will not be, or I should say the boys in burnt orange, sounds like they won't be getting back to Austin at least till after midnight after this one, because I doubt they're going to fly from Lubbock to Austin. I would think they would just bus it as four and a half hours. But you never know. They might get a direct flight from there to Austin, and it only will take 45 minutes to an hour on a flight to get back home. So we'll see. So my scores, I'm going to go with West Virginia 35, TCU 14, or TCU 10. Kansas State 28, Kansas 13. Iowa State 22, Iowa State 24, Baylor 6. Let's see. Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. Jeez. I don't know what the hell Oklahoma State team is going to show up. I'm going to go Oklahoma 52, Oklahoma State 35, or 52 to 31, something like that, especially since it's at Oklahoma. Texas Tech versus Texas. Texas Tech has had Texas's number for a while here, but it's always been the opposite. Texas always wins at Texas Tech, but Texas Tech always wins in Austin. So with that being said, even going back to Charlie Strong beat Texas Tech twice in Lubbock, but lost to them at home in Austin. So with that being said, I'm gonna go Texas Tech this time. I just feel like Texas is not on a roll like they were, so I'm gonna go Texas Tech. And if and I feel bad for Tom Herman because everybody get all hype and start to talk when they get 6-1, but you know that part of the schedule is coming. Like, that's what's scary about the Big 12. Yeah, you'll get past Oklahoma, but then West Virginia is good. Texas Tech is good on the low. Iowa State's good on the low. There's teams in the conference that people don't even talk about nationally that can beat a lot of other teams. So I'm going to go Texas Tech to win this one 49-42 or 42-28. I don't think. Todd Orlando's done a great job defense. And with Todd Orlando's excellent job, I think that they'll fight. But in the long run, I think Texas Tech wins. So, anyway, that being said, I'm going to go with Texas Tech, I guess, 49-42. And we'll see what happens this weekend, but that's what I'm going to roll with. I know I'm stuttering, but I'm just thinking what the heck is going to happen. So what I'll do here is, well, let's go over last week's. Let's just talk. Go over last week's schedule, and let's see. In last week's schedule, Baylor beat Oklahoma State 35-31. So we have to give Matt Rhule his props for kicking ass in his second year. I wasn't the biggest Matt Rhule fan. I know a lot of people weren't. But he's doing what needs to be done, and he's winning. So congrats to him. I'm always the type of person, no matter how I think personally, I can give props where props are due. So let's give Matt Rhule his props. He deserves it. Now, Iowa State beat Kansas 27-3. We knew that. That's their stigma. Run the ball, play good defense, throw the ball when it's necessary. Run that clock, wear you down, make you really tired. So Texas, I have their hands full with Iowa State too. All right. And then West Virginia-Texas game. Man, did I get a lot of reaction on that page. There were some terrible calls by refs. There were some unnecessary ejections. What I don't like from the NCAA, and I think people are right about this, is stop trying to force and sell certain teams to be in a position to win. Do what's right for all teams to be in a position to win. That's the right thing to do. Stop always trying to, you know, force a certain team to be in the spotlight because they have money or they're going to give you the most views. And that's probably why Dana Holgorsen went for two, because he said, if I don't go for two, then I know they're going to screw me over with some bullcrap call later. And he went for it, and they won. So congrats to West Virginia. They may be in that Big 12 title game versus Oklahoma. Can't wait to see. Now, Oklahoma-Texas Tech was a hell of a fight. We knew that. This is exactly why I think Texas Tech will probably beat Texas. And they're going to rip Tom Herman a new one in Austin. But I tell you what, if Tom Herman finishes 8-4, or 8-5 after a bowl game, that's an improvement. That's two bowl games in a row. When they were with Charlie Strong, they won one bowl game, then they lost 2 years in a row. So two consecutive bowl games is on the right track. And then it flips, and his biggest fight is going to be having to go to West Virginia next year. But will West Virginia have that grad transfer quarterback? No, they'll be starting from scratch again. So give it next year, but here's Tom Herman's biggest challenge next year. On the road at Iowa State. He'll get Oklahoma State at home.
But on the road at Iowa State will be his biggest challenge. So he has to remember that.
But that's Big 12 Nation for this week, man. Been a lot going on. A lot of crazy things, a lot of technical difficulties here. But enjoy the season. It's going to get fun. Only about 3 weeks left. I can't wait. Everybody enjoy it. Keep sharing. Keep posting. Keep talking on the page. Peace.